K1037 aims to bring Ganawage an informative, community-oriented, and diverse talk show. To ensure a wide range of opinions, K1037 reserves the right to screen calls. Guests' opinions are not necessarily those of the radio station or its management. Now, Dede Wataran, all of us are talking on the Party Line Talk Show on K1037.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Dede Wataran Party Line Talk Show. I'm your host, Len Stacy, and my guest in studio is Jessica Ostreich and from KSCS. And we've had a little bit of a series on speaking with different members of the community, talking about addictions, the impact, sobriety, changes, and we've had some very interesting conversations, and people have shared some wonderful and inspirational stories. So without further ado, I'll introduce Jessica, and she can introduce our guest.
All right. Thank you, Luann. So we're here again. We're on once a week throughout the month of February with different community members talking about their experiences with substance use, substance abuse, addictions, because there's all different levels. And bringing that story right through to why they chose to either stop using substances or just to, you know, depending on how they want to describe it, live a life of sobriety. So we wanted to do these shows because, you know, last year, Luann, we had a lot of good feedback when we were having AMI Quebec come on with their volunteers who were talking about their experiences with mental health and mental illness. And in November, there was Sober is Sexy, which had a great turnout. And a lot of people were inspired by that show to really, you know, talk about their story and really focusing on how the story of substance use and recovery, how unique it is in Ganawage. So we wanted to have local people on talking about their experiences. So some listeners, you know, they might not relate, but maybe, you know, they're going to relate with whoever's on this show. They might relate with whoever's on the next show or the last show. We don't know. And that's why we're looking for a variety of people to come on the show to talk about their stories. There might be just one person listening today who's going to hear their own story, you know, in our guests' words today. And maybe that's going to get them the courage to not just, you know, change their habits, but just the courage sometimes to say, wait a minute, what's going on with my life? Is this really where I want to be? Because that's a huge step to take to really, you know, stop and reflect on what's going on.
And change is not easy.
It's not easy, you know, and it really takes that moment, and it could be a short moment, could be a long moment, to really stop and think about it. Before we introduce our guest,
yes,
I have someone to thank.
Yes, you do that.
I have overlooked thanking just because I get nervous. I believe it or not, I get nervous when we're on the air sometimes. But I wanted to thank Ryan Montour.
Yes.
This was really his initiative. So he's been coordinating all of the volunteers and really doing a lot of the work behind the scenes to come on to help us get people on the show. And I wanted to thank him before I overlook that again. I'm sorry.
But thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, we want to give credit where credit's due. So I don't want to take up too much time. So we'll get to our guest today, Lauren McCumber.
Hey.
Welcome, Lauren.
Sorry, it's just been a while since I've been in K103. So it feels kind of like different to be back. It feels different in here in a good way. It feels full.
It does.
Thank you. Yeah.
We're getting there, I think. So I guess, Lauren, what inspired you to want to come on the show and share your story of sobriety? I've known you a very long time, so, you know, it's like I'm excited about this.
Cool. Well, what inspired me is, you know, ever since I stopped quitting drinking, I was very open about it. You know, I would post a Facebook status. I think the first one was, you know, 1 month without alcohol. And I was like, whoa, how did I do this? You know, it was kind of extraordinary. And then I would sort of do it like every month at one point. I don't know. It was a way to hold myself accountable. So I never really had, I don't know, like an issue with sharing, but to actually, you know, come on air, it had a lot to do with a collective that I'm working with, but also with Ryan Montour. he just happened to come into the collective and he brought this idea up, and I said, sure, yeah, I don't mind. I'll go on the air. I'll share parts of my story, like whatever I feel comfortable with, and I'm here now.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you. How long have you been sober?
I would say 4 years. It's almost 4 years, or actually it is 4 years.
You passed it, because I remember you're
February 8th. Yes. Sometimes it's hard to keep track.
Yes.
Yeah. I even had to go back just to verify the date, and I literally had a post on one of my old Facebook accounts of the last drink I had, and I thought that was quite interesting. So yeah, it's been 4 years and a couple of days.
Yeah, that's what I know you celebrate it, and I think that's one of the things I've noticed in about the past year or so. More and more people aren't afraid to share their sobriety when they've hit their anniversaries, when they've hit. And some of them, I'm amazed at how long it has been, mm-hmm. you know. But the idea that more and more people are doing it, you know, I know some people, so that goes without saying. But here, it's like, wow. So I guess, would you be willing to share with us what your life was like before you started to drink alcohol or use substance, and what kind of child were you?
Wow, that's interesting.
That's a powerful
well,
question.
Yeah, that is. No, it's okay. Yeah. Before I ever started drinking, I started drinking young, in the sense of like going out to parties, you know?
And that's why we added in the question, what were you like as a child? Because we've noticed for a lot of people, it started in their early teens.
Yep. Yeah. For me, it started in my early teens. I think I was 13 or 14 when I had my first
drink. And that's
been
pretty much the average, eh?
Yeah.
Pretty much so far.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, I didn't, that's the thing though, like I did it, but it was so few and far between, it wasn't really my lifestyle. Who I was as a child, I was very creative. I've always been creative. I was in theater, I loved writing, I loved music, I loved singing, tap dancing, like anything creative I was doing. Always reading, always. I loved school in the sense that I liked doing projects and doing my homework, doing reading assignments. But as a teenager, you know, that started to taper off, you know, as I started, I guess, maybe drinking more, or maybe dealing with some of my childhood traumas. You know, when you're a teenager, you don't really know why you're feeling the way that you're feeling. And it's, I think, only as you get older, maybe like in your early 20s, that you start to understand like why you acted out as a teenager or why you behaved in certain ways. Where was I going with that? But yeah, I, as a teenager though, like despite all of my, you know, my issues, I was very quiet. At least I thought I was. I like to keep to myself. I didn't watch TV. I hated TV. I didn't like drink soda. All I did was read and write poetry, you know? And then, I went through a bad breakup. Honestly, it was a bad breakup, and I met a new group of friends, and that's where drinking became more of a regular part of my life. And it wasn't bad until, I would say, my grandmother passed away. That was 2008. Okay. That, for me, that was the, how I look at it is like layers and layers and layers of trauma, and then it just takes one extra trauma that really hits home, and bam.
So like, would you say, like, this is the straw that broke the camel's back, in essence, you know, if you use that saying?
Yeah, it was the death of my grandmother, because she was very close to me, and I loved her very much.
A powerful woman.
Yes, yes.
I guess, ladies, we'll take a break, because the next questions could take us into a little bit more, so we'll take our break, and we'll be right back.